On Wall Street, security was stepped up at banks and other financial institutions following the warning from the American government of new threats. Five financial targets in New York, New Jersey, and Washington were named in the warning, including the New York Stock Exchange. But as U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge told American television audiences before they went to work, terrorists could change their plans. The heightened alert could thwart attacks on the named targets.
Increased vigilance and more protection throws them off their scheme, and it could very well be thwarted. And obviously, it's reasonable to conclude that if you move them away from one target, they may move to another. But that, frankly, buys us a little time. I mean, we don't know what we don't know. But we do know that there were some very serious casings of five particular sites. So we're going to respond to that with very aggressive security measures, which I think a lot of the workers are going to see this morning. And we'll continue. Again, this is a continuous stream of information, and we may discover in the next 24 or 36 hours, there's additional information we need to share. This is an ongoing analysis of several pieces of information, and we just have to see where it takes us.
At the New York Stock Exchange, there was no sign of panic. Indeed, for half the day, things were rather dull, with the Dow hardly moving. Then it rallied after some good news on the manufacturing industry. The Dow was up 0.4% at 10,179. I asked Christopher Lowe of FTN Financial why everyone stayed so calm.
Everyone was a bit nervous in the morning when we first got in, and then things calmed down very quickly, and it became a day like any other. There were reassuring comments from Tom Ridge saying that, look, as soon as the terrorists see what's going on security-wise, they're going to back off for a few days at least. And this sort of, we can't catch every threat, but we can at least stop the ones we know about. That seems to be the general sense on the street as well.
Nevertheless, it does show that financial institutions are very definitely a target. And that must add to worries a bit, mustn't it, at work?
It does, and certainly I think at places like the New York Stock Exchange and the World Bank, the tension level is higher. At the same time, there's almost a sense of patriotic duty that people have to go to work, have to do their jobs, and that's what's happening.
And